Shabbos Perek Tetzayin Mishnah Vav. Once we're on the subject of a fire that's burning out of control on Shabbos, this leads us into the subject of Amira La'akum, of what you're allowed to tell a guy to do on Shabbos. In this case, the guy might put out the fire. What are you allowed to tell him in such a case? A guy has no mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, and a Jew doesn't have to worry about a guy keeping Shabbos or not, unless it's his Eved, in which case there's Abducha V'Amascha, they have to rest on Shabbos. But if it's not his Eved, then what are you allowed to do in terms of telling a guy on Shabbos? A Jew is not allowed to tell a guy to do something usher on Shabbos because Amira La'akum is a shavus. It's a rabbinic prohibition regarding Shabbos. And you're not allowed to tell the guy to perform a malacha for you. That way, Jews won't regard Shabbos, according to the Rambam, as something that's not important. And maybe they'll eventually come to do malachas themselves. The Mechilta says, actually, that it comes from that you're not allowed to do any kind of malacha bohem. Bohem, the Mechilta says, means by them, even a non-Jew doing your work. But our Mishnah is going to talk about what if a non-Jew comes to put out a fire. So, Nachri Shabolachabos, a non-Jew comes to put out a fire. A fire breaks out in the house of a Jew, and a non-Jew comes to put it out. Ein Omer Lokabe, the Jews cannot say to the non-Jew, put out the fire, because then you're doing direct Amir La'akam to do a malacha on your behalf. And you can't say kabe, ve'al tichabe. You also can't say to him, don't put out the fire. They're not obligated to tell him, don't do it because he'll do a malacha for us. Because he came to save the day. The fireman came to put out the fire. You don't tell him anything. Because his Shabbos rest has nothing to do with the Jews. We're not answerable for anything that the guy decides to do himself. And if there's a fire, then he's allowed to put it out. And you're even allowed to say to the guy, in an indirect way, whoever puts out this fire will not lose, which is sort of along the lines of the things that we do when the air conditioning isn't on Shabbos, and the guy comes in and you say, boy, isn't it hot in here? You know, that kind of thing. Aval katan shabalachabos. But if a Jewish katan comes to try to put the fire out on Shabbos, then ein shomin lo, they do not listen to him, meaning they do not let him do it, because the Jew is responsible to make sure that a Jewish katan is not mechal Shabbos. So the halacha is that if a katan eats animals which haven't been shechted properly, Bezdin doesn't have to stop him from doing so. But this Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not the katan doing it on his own, but his father will be happy if he puts out the fire, and the katan kind of figures that out. So really, the reason the katan's putting out the fire is to make his father happy, and he's doing it on his father's behalf. And so we have to prevent him from doing so. A non-Jew, however, he is allowed to put the fire out, even though he knows the Jew will be happy that the guy saved his house, but he's doing it for his own benefit because the guy realizes that he's going to get a tip, he's going to get some kind of money or reward later if he does it. So he's not doing it so that the Jew's property will be saved, he's doing it so that he gets a reward. So really, he's not doing it on behalf of the Jew. A katan, however, is doing it for the benefit of his family, even if he doesn't understand it's for his own benefit too, and so we don't allow him to do that. Kofin Ka'ara. You are allowed to turn an earthenware dish upside down and invert it al gabe haner on top of a lamp on Shabbos bishvil shalotechos bakora, so that the lamp will not catch hold of the house beams, the ceiling, and catch the whole house on fire. So if there's a space between the ner and this piece of earthenware that he's putting on top of it, and it's not going to put the fire out, it's just going to prevent it from spreading to the roof, that you can do. It's an indirect way of saving it. Baltsoah shel katan, and also on the excrement of a katan. The Gemara explains this means on chicken excrement, because of a child. What we're worried is that the kid's going to run around, he's going to step in the chicken stuff, and he's going to get all disgusting. And so you're allowed to cover it up, so that the kid isn't going to get dirty by stepping in it. You are allowed to remove excrement from a courtyard, to bring it to the garbage or the toilet or whatever, to get rid of it, to remove them. This is referring to a different courtyard where nobody ever sits, but where kids might run around and play. You're not allowed to move it to take it away, but you can cover it up so that nothing's going to get dirty. You're also allowed to put this upside down item, dish, whatever, va'al akrav shelo tishach, over a scorpion so that it's not going to sting anybody. Now, the scorpion's now going to be trapped. You take a pot and you put it down on top of the animal. The animal can't get out, so it's going to be trapped in the vessel, but it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and according to this Mishnah, that's going to be okay. There's also the idea that there's going to be danger from the scorpion, it's going to sting somebody, so you can certainly invert a pot and put it on top. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa bo lefnei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ba'arav. There was, in fact, exactly such a story where somebody put a pot over a moving scorpion, in Arov. Arov is the name of a place. V'omar, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Choseshni lo mechatos. I fear for him a korban chatos. He's mechuyev to bring korban chatos on account of trapping. Rabbi Yehuda follows his opinion that you're mechuyev for something that's aser and is melacha she'enot tzricha legufa, and a scorpion does not certainly entail danger. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is a poisonous creature which can bite and kill like a snake or a dog, you can kill on sight on Shabbos. But all other animals which can cause injury, if they chase a person, he's allowed to kill them. But if they're not chasing them, he can put a pot over them so they do not bite later, which is why we say you can put a pot over a scorpion. And if one unintentionally steps on them while walking and it kills them, then apparently this is not considered an issue in terms of putting pots on them, protecting from them. So there's a machlokus about what to do in this kind of situation. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that you can't put the pot over the scorpion. And he was worried that it was tzad, that it was a malacha on Shabbos. But the Tanakhama says, no, put the pot over it, and better safe than sorry.